Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Netflix presents a Netflix original film. In New York City, pedestrians stream across an intersection. A school bus pulls away from a prep school. A clock in a classroom ticks toward three as a teacher holds up The Catcher in the Rye and Lord of the Flies.
All right, settle down. Yes, I know, they're both great books.
So, my question is, which one do you like better?
Catcher in the Rye, for sure. Holden Caulfield's a pimp.
No, Iceberg Slim is a pimp. Holden Caulfield is a spoiled rich kid from the Upper East Side who goes to a fancy prep school. Sound familiar?
What about you, Mr. Anderson?
Well, my dad's not a billionaire Wall Street CEO. And if he is, he owes my mom a whole lot of back child support. So I'm partial to Lord of the Flies. I don't think Holden Caulfield would last a week on this island. He'd be running around like a little punk wishing for this nightmare to be over.
Kind of like a substitute teacher.
Oh. Well played, Max. You know, the good news is you have a very bright academic future ahead of you. The bad news is you're probably going to be a virgin until you're 35 years old. All right, class, that's a wrap. Anderson, out.
He mic drops the books.
Bye, sweetheart. Take it easy. Later, man.
Be saved by the bell, huh?
Principal Mellon, hey.
You definitely have a way with the students, Rob.
Kids, for some reason, I just connect with them. It's probably our shared love of Rihanna and the occasional acne flare-up.
Listen, Miss James's stint in rehab is going to go a bit longer than expected.
Okay, well, you know, crack will do that to you.
So I've got a full-time position. Love to talk to you about it.
Let me stop you right there. I'm good for a couple of days a week, but I can't commit to anything more than that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm getting married tomorrow. I have an Uber waiting outside, and I don't want to mess up my 5-star rating.
Think about it. Thank you.
Now, a plane lands. A title over black. Naked. The letters part like elevator doors to reveal Rob sprinting through an airport on his phone.
Hey, baby, it's me. I don't know if you got my messages, but I'm in the terminal, okay? I'll see you soon.
He runs into a guy and hops a suitcase. He trips over luggage and falls flat on his face, then jumps up and keeps running. Rob sprints through a concourse to a gate agent.
Whoa. Hi, Rob Anderson. I'm on flight 1492 to Charleston.
I'm sorry, sir. The doors to that flight are closed.
Wait, can't you open them? I mean, there's doors. That's what they do. They open and close.
I can get you on a flight for tomorrow.
No. I can't go tomorrow. I need to be there today. I get married tomorrow.
Rob peeks at the agent's screen.
I am sorry, sir. Our last flight out today is completely booked.
No.
Rob grabs an intercom.
Attention! Attention, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rob Anderson. I am willing to do unspeakably desperate and nasty things for a plane ticket on the next flight to Charleston. Anybody?
How desperate?
He knits his brow and approaches a woman in a pink blazer.
Anything short of a felony.
Oh. Well, do you have cash?
No, but I do have this first-generation iPhone.
Oh. Well, you're not exactly dazzling me with options here.
I have been known to be a pretty tender lover.
Well, I'm gonna need a sample of your work.
Okay.
They share a gentle kiss. Waiting travelers glance over at them with smiles.
Very beautiful. What's that?
I got your messages. We're on the next flight out.
Yes! See, that's why I'm marrying you.
You are lucky you just got here. You know what? I was really mad about 2 glasses of wine ago.
Well, I have a very good excuse. See, I was securing our financial future.
Oh, you're late because you were playing the lotto.
Baby, you got to be in it to win it.
She rolls her eyes and grabs the ticket.
Hey, I got you something.
He pulls out candy.
You know, at one point, you described that as a rainbow exploding in your mouth. Now, there's a lot of different ways I can go with that, but I'm just going to stick to they're yummy.
Thank you. Right now, I'm just happy you're here. I had a really tough day.
Oh, what happened? Did your daddy buy some mom and pop company and he has to fire everybody so he ain't going to make the wedding?
You wish.
I do.
No, I had to tell a 6-year-old that she has a tumor in her stomach and needs surgery.
Oh, babe, that's terrible.
She's going to beat it for sure.
Yeah, she's gonna beat it. You know why? Because she got the best doctor in New York City. No, scratch that. She got the best doctor in the galaxy. Assuming there are space doctors out there on some undiscovered planet.
Stop it. Wait, how was school?
It was good. You know? Yeah, I didn't save nobody's life, but Mellon offered me a full-time gig.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great, baby. You are an amazing teacher.
Thank you. It took us so long to do this.
Probably because it took you 7 years to ask. You know, a part of me thought you'd never propose.
Well, it's like my favorite Justin Bieber song. Hmm. Never Say Never.
Yeah.
Or my second favorite Justin Bieber song. Sorry.
That was a good one.
Now, water sparkles around a marina as the sun sets behind the Cooper River Bridge. A plane touches down. At night, a car pulls up outside a church. Rob and his fiancée Megan slide out of the back seat and step inside through double doors with stained glass crosses. They hold hands as they walk up the aisle between empty pews, admiring flower arrangements.
Did you look? The flowers?
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, look at that one. It's beautiful.
Hey, what's up? My man.
Oh,
hi. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, real quick, did you know your mother sang back up for the Gap Band on the Humpin' Tour?
Yeah, I think she missed my birthday that year. First of many.
Robbie, baby! Listen, I was just about to tell Benjamin about the time I was singing with Rick James in 1984. It was a lot of cigarettes, Johnny Walker Black, and it involved a basement.
There's my beautiful baby girl.
Daddy! Hi!
Oh. They hug.
Finally, you made it.
Yes!
How are you, sir? Good.
You're late.
Rob drops his smile.
Yeah, we had a rough start. But I think the worst part is behind us.
And what Rob didn't tell you is that he got a job offer today.
Really?
Larkin Prep wants him to teach full time. Oh, now that's nice. You get married working for the man like a productive member of society.
Yeah, but I didn't say I was going to accept. You know, the hours from 8 to 3, and then you have to stay behind and grade papers.
Sounds like backbreaking work.
Rob is just so amazing with those kids. They love him. I mean, he is going to make a great father. And I cannot wait for the grandbabies.
Maybe we'll just wait a while for the kids. We'll just enjoy marriage, right?
You ordered the wrong font for the programs. I expect you to pick up the new ones first thing tomorrow.
Okay. It's not like I have anything important to do, right?
And Rob, this is your wedding rehearsal. You could at least wear a jacket.
It is a jacket.
It's a sweater.
Well, it's kind of like jacket sweaters. It's a swacket.
Dad, where is Vicky?
Oh, she's checking you guys in because Rob was so late. We're all just trying to make this the perfect wedding for you. If only your mother were here.
Dad, I know, but she is here. She's here.
He touches his heart and she gives him a hug. He breaks away to check his phone.
Oh, I have to take this. An investor group is planning a hostile takeover of my company on this of all weekends. You kids start without me. Hello.
He brushes past Rob on his way out.
Is he really gonna miss the rehearsal?
It's okay. I am the daughter of Reginald Swope. I'm used to it. Hi.
Hi. All right, loving family. Let's rehearse.
The pastor steps in and spreads his arms. Later, a car parks in front of a hotel. Rob and his best man, Benny, climb out and grab luggage from the trunk.
Thank God we are here.
Yes.
Oh, did I ever tell you that I love you, but I hate your driving?
Why, because I know how to drive?
Oh, you're terrible.
Yeah, whatever. Terrible.
Did you hear Megan's dad go on and on about the programs?
Yes, and you need to tighten up, man, because it's my responsibility to make sure you handle your business.
What are you even talking about?
It's a well-known fact that the best man has his pick of the single ladies at the wedding. I don't want you making me look bad.
You don't need me for that. You already make yourself look bad. Look at that afro. It's not coming back the third time.
You know what? Just give me the ring. Come on.
Oh, ring.
He feels his pockets.
Must have packed it in a bag.
Megan told me you skipped out on dance lessons, okay? It's the first dance, man. It means a lot to her, so lock it in. So
you know I'm a natural dancer. You know my pop lock is on fleek. You know, bow, bow. Oh, no.
All right, listen. Okay. How are your vowels looking?
I got them.
Because you memorize.
Oh, no. I'm gonna wing it.
Come on. This is your wedding, man. You can't just go half-assed like you do everything else in life. You just can't do it, man.
Oh, here comes Vicky. How do I look?
Like one of the Fat Albert kids went to prep school.
Come on, do I look nervous?
Yeah, you look nervous.
I do.
Boys, here are your keys, and a porter will be out for your bags.
Thank you.
Hey, Vicky.
Hey.
You look... So, what is your policy on wedding party relations? Because I am so into that.
That's wonderful. I would get more pleasure from a plastic man doll.
So you want me to bring the toys?
Wow.
That was no.
Congratulations, sir. This must be the lucky lady.
Oh, hell no. No,
we tried that once.
Just once. It was weird. It was like hell. Hell was really cold and wet. Like your grandma's moldy basement.
The porter takes their luggage.
Hold up. Is that Cody?
They watch a sleek Lamborghini roll up.
What is Megan's handsome, successful ex-boyfriend doing here?
Cody lifts his scissor door and steps out. He adjusts the cuffs of his tailored suit, then points at them and heads over.
Rob! Huh?
Nice car. I was waiting for it to transform. What the hell are you doing here?
Is that a cardigan? Holy shit.
He spots Megan leaving the hotel.
She's gotten hotter.
Hey, babe.
She sees him and freezes, then steps away from her friends.
Cody.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you doing here?
He hugs her.
Oh, there we go. Your father made me his plus one. Oh. Yeah, the old man gave me my start when he calls. I come running. Made it sound like Rob wasn't going to show up. Thought I might have to step in, so I brought a tux. It's Armani. I'm kidding. I'll be wearing a suit. Also Armani.
All right, let's get this party started.
All right, bachelorette's in the bus. Let's go.
All right, have fun. Good night. Huh, Rob? Huh?
Yeah. Right.
Megan rolls her eyes as he leaves.
Your dad's always full of surprises, huh? What's next, prom date?
Sorry, babe.
You know, with all this running around, we haven't had time to spend with each other.
Well, you know what's good? The fact that you have the rest of your life to make it up to me.
But what happens if I gain 50 pounds, my hairline starts receding, ooh, I stop making you smile?
Now, I can deal with the bald head and some love handles, but you're going to have to put the work in to make me smile.
Hmm. He kisses her.
That's the easy part.
It is. I can't wait to see you tomorrow in your tux, babe.
And you're going to look beautiful in your dress.
Oh, thank you.
She gives him a peck on the lips, then climbs aboard the party bus.
Bye.
Bye.
Be safe.
All right.
She blows Rob a kiss.
See, now that woman deserves a great wedding.
Yes, she does. You got a lot on your plate, Rob.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to stay in?
Is the wedding tonight?
No.
One drink won't kill us.
Cut to black. Face down on a tile floor, Rob winces.
Please. Christ. For the love of God, stop building shit.
Hey, did you hear that?
Rob sees that he's naked.
Hang on, buddy. We're coming.
He pushes himself to his feet in an elevator. Eyes darting, he turns in a circle with a panicked expression.
All right, I think we got it.
No, we don't got it. Guys, I'm gonna need just a little more time in here. Everybody, y'all just take the next one. Occupado.
He braces against the doors. They slide open, and repairmen and onlookers gape. Rob covers his privates as a guy snaps a picture.
You know what? Screw it. I've been waiting for 20 minutes, so are you in or out, guy?
Rob scurries out of the elevator. The repairman back out of his way. Rob hides behind a plant, and a woman glances to his crotch. He turns around to see more guests staring at him from the lobby. He covers himself and forces a smile.
Hi.
He scrambles to the front desk.
Excuse me, sir, you're naked.
Yeah, listen, I need a room key.
A woman behind him covers her mouth.
I'm sorry, but I didn't hear what you said. I'm just trying not to look at your junk.
Okay, I need a room key. Thank you.
Please.
Oh, thank you.
Name?
Rob Anderson.
Rob wraps a map around his private parts.
I don't see your reservation.
Check under Swope.
Nothing under Swope either.
I'm in room 412.
No, you're not.
I
get security.
Wait, hey, Bob, please. Don't do that. Listen, can I just use your phone, please? Please.
The receptionist sets out the desk phone with a sigh.
Thank you. You are an angel.
He props the receiver on his bare shoulder and dials. At the church, Benny waits at the altar in a tux. He rolls his neck, then pulls out a cardboard collar stiffener and straightens his bow tie. He grabs his phone.
This is Benny.
Hey, listen, I need you to come downstairs to the lobby and tell Cadbury McPocket Square that we have 8 rooms in the hotel.
You're still at the hotel?
Yeah. Where are you?
I am at the church.
You at the what? Boy, you did not go to my wedding without me.
Dude, you weren't in your room, man.
I know, because I was stuck in an elevator.
Wait, what?
Listen, I just need you to come down here and get me before everybody notices I'm gone.
Hey, Rob, I got something to tell you, and I don't think you're going to be too jazzed up about it.
Did you pick up the programs?
Okay, 2 things.
Come on, Benny, I only gave you 1 job.
Dude, they weren't open, man.
So I kind of just came on down to the church.
And ceremony kind of just started.
No, it didn't.
Yes,
it did. Look, I'm not saying it's ruined.
Only half the guests have left so far.
Oh. But the mood up in here is like menopause and PMS had a baby. All right, plus your mom over there playing.
I sing because I'm free.
Just a bunch of gospel songs.
No, tell me you're lying.
Man, look, she played Amazing Grace.
Oh, no.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Next on the playlist is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Man, I ain't never heard so many slave
songs played back to back in my life.
It's so bad, Rob. I wish we could trade places, man.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that because I'm standing in the hotel lobby completely naked.
Buck-ass naked?
Benny, this is not a joke.
Of course not, man. People are pissed.
All right. I'll be right there.
He slams down the phone and rubs his forehead.
I'm supposed to be at my wedding right now.
Congratulations, you seem like quite a catch.
Listen, I'm not going anywhere until I get in my room. I demand...
These gentlemen will be escorting you off the premises.
I don't care who you get to.
2 burly guards step up. Rob throws his map at them and dashes upstairs. Cupping his privates, he tries to shoulder in a door, then spots a maid.
Oh, thank God. Housekeeping. Listen, I'm supposed to be at my wedding. I am locked out my room. My wallet, my tux, everything's in there. Can you please let me in?
Can you help me, please?
Listen, I know the Palmetto Hotel is going to be a really nice hotel, but the service here is unacceptable.
No, es que este no es el Palmetto Hotel. Es el Men's House Hotel.
Gracias. Gracias de nuevo.
She hands him a Men's House embroidered towel, and he runs.
Watch it. Oh.
With the guards on his tail, he bursts outside. He takes off the towel and uses it to tie door handles shut. He starts down a sidewalk to find a crowd gathered for a race.
What in the hell is this?
Here comes Abdallah Tanui of Kenya, rounding the corner for the final quarter mile.
It's the Cooper River Bridge Run. Have you been living in a cave?
No, New York.
They have clothes in New York.
Listen, brother, I need to get to the Palmetto Hotel.
The guards shove the doors open.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Rob darts off through the crowd. He hides behind a woman and watches the guards hurry off in the other direction. The woman whirls around and shoves him away. He bumps a guy and spills his beer.
Bro, that was a microbrew.
I am so sorry.
He runs into a man.
Sorry, I didn't mean to rub that on you.
A vendor.
Sir, do you have anything I can wear? I'll take anything.
Excuse me, officers. I'd like to report a pervert.
I'm pretty sure that's not a crime.
Thank God.
No, there's a man standing over there and he's completely naked.
The 2 cops notice Rob, and his eyes go wide.
That would be a crime.
Damn streakers.
All right, let's get to work. Let's get dirty.
Forget it. I'll pay you back.
Rob steals a hat to cover his privates and flees. The guards block him.
Uh-oh.
He throws the hat at them and vaults over a barrier.
Uh-oh. Looks like we have a newcomer. Lost the short, but look at that guy.
People point and snap photos as the guards chase Rob. He spots a clock reading 11:10.
Oh, shit.
The cops tackle him to the pavement. At 11:35, Rob sits in an interrogation room wearing a blanket.
Well. Mr. Anderson. Mr. Ding-a-ling. Your story checks out. Your belongings are, in fact, in room 412 at the Palmetto Hotel.
Thank you. So I can go?
No. You're still being charged with unlawful entry and three counts of shaking your Johnson at people.
What's your pregame like, huh? You stretch beforehand or, you know, just straight up get wasted?
Sir, I am not a streaker, okay? I was just trying to get to my wedding.
The cops trade a dubious look.
Seems you've been the victim of a serious crime. This morning at approximately 3:36 a.m., the elevator at the Mills House Hotel was intentionally damaged, trapping you inside. So it would seem whoever put you in there didn't really want you to get out.
Why would someone do that?
Hey! We asked the questions.
We here asked the questions.
Why would somebody want to do that?
That's what we need to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any enemies, Rob?
Somebody that might be opposed to the wedding?
Maybe a jilted lover?
In-laws that you don't get along with?
Maybe somebody who feels, I don't know, you're immature, unreliable?
Or both?
Not that I know of. I mean, nobody threw us a party or anything, but that doesn't mean much, right? Yeah, okay, listen, guys, I may be marrying up, okay? But I have my moments.
We've seen your moments.
Not pretty.
We love each other, and that's what counts, right?
They both shake their heads.
We'll be okay. I hope we'll be okay.
Let me rephrase the question. Do you know of anyone else other than yourself who doesn't think you're ready to get married?
No.
Reginald finds Megan in a bridal room.
How's my little Meg pie?
I've left Rob a dozen messages, Dad, and nothing. I'm really worried.
Sweetheart, the candles are burned out. The doves escaped. And the aroma down there is getting unhealthy.
What are you saying? Rob wouldn't just run out on me. Something terrible must have happened.
Well, maybe it's for the best.
Are you serious? He could be dead.
And that would be terrible. But he'd want you to move on. Look, sweetheart, I'm just saying that you have so much to offer. Thousands, probably millions of people could make you just as happy.
Megan, what your father is saying is that you deserve better than this. You're a successful doctor. He is a substitute teacher. It doesn't even make sense.
Cody, you wanted me to leave medicine so that I could be on call for your stupid work events. Rob is actually proud of what I do. He understands how much it means to me. Daddy, Rob supports me in every way.
Except financially.
Did I just step into a time warp and reemerge in the 1950s?
Okay, so I just talked to Benny, and he said that Rob called almost an hour ago.
What? What? Why didn't he call me?
Hey, Cody.
Lupe.
It's Vicky, but it's fine.
Megan answers a call.
Hello? Rob, where are you?
Well, I've been stuck in the elevator.
What?
I swear to God, I've been stuck in the elevator for the last 8 hours.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah, baby, I'm fine. I just really wanted your wedding day to be perfect.
It will be, once you're in it. How soon can you get here?
Well, funny story. I managed to get arrested.
For what?
Because I may have ran butt naked through the bridge run.
Rob, I don't understand.
Now, I'm only sharing this with you because it's going to be on the news tonight. At 5, 6, 7, and 11.
What are you saying? Are you not coming?
Megan, it's gonna be okay. I can fix this. Baby, I love you.
The lights flicker.
Hello?
Wait, Rob, I can't hear you.
I said I love you.
His jail cell starts shaking.
Hello? Megan, did you feel that?
Rob!
What the fuck?
He grips the bars as blasting wind lifts him off his feet.
Hello?
He clings to the phone cord.
Rob!
He lets go of the phone and slams into a tile floor. Rob's back in the Millhouse's elevator.
Hello?
Hang on, buddy. Help.
He's naked again. As the doors open, the repairmen and onlookers gape. A guy snaps a pic.
You know what? Screw it. I have been here for 20 minutes, so are you in or out, guy?
Rob covers his privates and stays put as the woman steps aboard and punches a button. The door slides shut. Now he runs along the roof. He glances to the race, then the clock. 11:05.
Can't be right.
He scurries to a restaurant patio.
Excuse me, do you have the time?
A woman bolts from her table, leaving behind her purse. Rob finds her phone. He calls Benny, who picks up on the church altar.
This is Benny.
Benny?
Rob, where are you, man?
I'm at the hotel. Where are you?
I am at the church.
Still?
What do you mean, still? Don't tell me you got cold feet, man.
But Benny, where's Megan? Is she still there?
Yes, we're all here. Where are you?
I guess I'm on my way.
Okay, cool. Hey, listen. About the programs, I was...
Negro!
Rob hangs up on him. Across the patio, he finds Brian McKnight sitting with a pair of women and strumming a guitar.
Oh my God, it's Brian McKnight!
You're naked.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, right? Especially because you're the one that does the panty dropping song.
I just write love songs, and I'm kind of struggling with this one, so if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, go ahead, do your process. Man, I just want to tell you, man, I love your music. I mean... My fiance, she really loves your music. Man, if you only knew how many times we did it to your songs. Oh, man, you would feel creepy right now.
I get the picture.
Hey, man, let me ask you. How do you do that thing in the videos, you know, when you got your shirt open and your chest is greasy and the wind is blowing you and you doing this right here? Oh, man, I think that is incredible.
Right.
You know, it really seems like me and you are bonding. I just want to know if, you can loan me your pants.
Well, I don't think that's such a good idea.
No? That's how you gonna do me? Oh, I see. Make fun of the naked guy. You know what? You should be ashamed of yourself.
The singer perks up.
Hey, you are a strange dude, but I think you just helped me write a hit, so I'd like to help you out.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Yes, yeah, yeah. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Did I write that?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
A bikini bottom hits Rob in the face. He wears it as he runs to the street.
Damn, he's good.
He glances around the crowd gathered for the run. Now he takes a call.
Vicky?
Yeah, so Benny said you called nearly an hour ago. Where are you?
I just got to the hotel.
Hotel? Rob? What is going on?
I don't know. Hey, Rob Anderson, I need to get in my room. Thank you.
Oh, my God. You're going back to your room. That is a bold move.
Vicky, I don't have time for this right now, okay? I'm having some serious issues.
What could be more serious than missing your wedding?
The fact that we did this already?
That is called a rehearsal. You are unbelievable. But honestly, I'm not surprised. I think we all knew how this was going to end.
I'm going to need to see your ID, sir.
It's in my room.
You know this is why it didn't work out between us, right? Because you're not a man, and you never will be.
Wait, what are you even talking about? I got kidnapped last night.
Yeah, I got kidnapped last night. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, somebody's trying to sabotage my wedding, and I'm gonna find out who it is.
That could be anybody, Rob.
What's that loud ringing? Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Those are church bells, you idiot. Now look, you're running out of time. You need to get here now.
Oh, I'll be there.
In his room, he hangs up and grabs his wallet.
See? Told you it was me.
Enjoy your stay, sir.
Thank you.
Rob closes the door and gets slammed face down on the elevator's tile floor.
Oh, no, 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 no!
The door's open. As the guy snaps a pic, Rob snatches his phone. The picture taker hides behind a shopping bag as Rob doubles back. Rob snatches that too, then emerges onto the street wearing the bag like a pair of shorts, with his legs poking through the bottom. He backs through the race crowd and bumps the woman.
Watch it, crazy.
He runs into the guy and spills his beer.
Bro, that was a microbrew.
Yeah. Right on, man.
Whoa. Oh my God. Oh!
He edges past the vendor.
Excuse me. I gotta go.
He ducks into a porta potty. In a church pew, his mom answers her phone.
Hello?
Mom, I need your help.
Rob, where are you? Do you know what time it is?
Mom, I'm freaking out. I'm butt-ass naked. I'm 20 blocks from the hotel, and I keep repeating the same hour over and over again.
What? You naked? In public?
Yes.
This is the worst day of my life, and I can't get it to end.
Calm down, baby. Now, you ain't got no clothes on?
I'm wearing a shopping bag.
Well, can you find some other trash that you can make a shirt out of?
No, Mom. All my stuff is back at the hotel.
Well, go on back to the hotel, then.
I told you, I don't have time. I have 1 hour.
And then every time the church bells ring,
I get sent back to the... Mom, put the pastor on.
All right. Good talk. Father, Father Phil! Phone!
She passes her phone to the pastor.
This is Father Butterfield.
Yes, this is Rob, the groom.
Listen, I was wondering if it's at all possible,
can you, like, not ring the church bells
for, like, an hour, hour and a half? Because
I think the church bells are sending me back in time.
Son,
in our 208-year history, we've never once missed the bells or a wedding.
You mean to tell me you never miss one wedding? Like, not even for the plague?
Mm-mm.
How can you account for that?
Faith.
Or you are sending me back in time. Well, not you, but like God. He's giving me a second chance.
We're booked till August, so if you're thinking about rescheduling.
Well, apparently I don't have to. This wedding is happening.
So does that mean you're coming?
Maybe not to this one, but I'm coming.
He leaves the porta potty.
Remember me?
The photo snapper whose phone he stole sucker punches him in the face. Rob comes to naked in the elevator. He sits up and rubs his jaw.
Okay.
He gets to his feet, rolls his neck, stretches his shoulders, and does arm twirls. The doors open. He strides to the photo snapper.
Hey, I just want to say I'm sorry about earlier. No hard feelings?
The guy narrows his eyes.
You don't even know, huh?
He throws up deuces as the guy takes a picture.
All right, people, move out of my way. Wherever I gotta go.
He peeks around a plant, then tiptoes toward the lobby. He stops in his tracks as he passes a gift shop. He glances around, then reaches through the shop's window grate. Outside, he wears a frilly pink robe and slippers.
Hey, nerds, you guys got a skateboard, some Helio, something? Hey, sock them off. Hey, please, no, thank you. Hey, sister, you got a bus pass, anything? God, hi, ma'am, can you please help me?
She hands him change, pats his arm, and steps away. He cracks a smile and shuffles over to a row of parked motorcycles. He checks them out. A half dozen bikers step up.
Keys. Who can put keys on a bike?
You want to buy it a drink?
Hey.
He sees a patch on his vest.
Drill? I was just checking out your bike. You know, I thought about getting a bike myself, but, you know, my girl said it's too dangerous. And you know how old ladies are, right?
Who are you talking about?
You calling my lady old, man?
No, not that you. Oh, you got a young face. This dude knows what I mean. My man, bro.
He leans against a bike and it topples over.
Oh.
Did he just knock down my bike?
No, no, no. It jumped. I did.
Did he do it? You got some money?
Just this?
Eat it.
That's kind of unsanitary. I ain't eating.
Eat it!
Rob shoves the handful of change into his mouth. He forces it down as Drill and his crew stare him down.
I think I got a half a dollar stuck in my larynx.
A biker slaps his back and he yaks up a coin.
Thank you.
You look like you got lost on your way to the shop.
I was just on my way to my wedding.
You ain't gonna make it, huh? You need a ride?
You would do that for me?
Yeah, of course.
Guys, yeah, I would love a ride. Thank you.
Call ambulance.
Ambulance?
They shove his head toward a spinning wheel.
Guys, please, please, please. I got my ass kicked twice already. Twice.
This is wedding day. I think he need a shave.
I just want this to be over. I spent the last 6 months talking about locations. By the way, you have a very beautiful city.
Like that, man.
She even made me take dance lessons.
Hey, let him up. I want to see this. Let him up.
Bikers haul him up, and Rob adjusts his pink robe.
Show me. Show you what? Our dance routine? I didn't really learn it. I mean, I didn't think it was terribly important at the time.
What? That's the centerpiece of the reception.
All right.
Come on, back up. Give him room now. Give him room. Let him breathe.
Can I use your man right there? So I come up and you first come up and...
He strokes a biker's face and spanks him.
Oh. Come here and you grab like this here. You my bitch. Okay? I leave, you follow. And then around with this hip, and I dip you. But your big ass is too big to dip. Bring you back up, and then I start slow grinding, cause it's out west.
Come on,
this is slow grind. And that leads you into the running man, like, oh, and slide, and pull.
He drops down on all fours.
And I'm gonna pull myself back up. And they start pop like a bang. I sometimes like cry when I pop like, cause it's so hard. And they start whopping, cause you know black girls love to whop. Hey. They show me flexibility. You be like, oh.
He does high kicks.
And I thought we all get in a circle.
He grooves as the bikers start to sway and nod along.
Break it down.
You got me up here doing a Bobby Brown dance.
You sure don't.
I don't dance.
No, you don't. Okay, so I may have missed a few classes or two.
What you think, baby? You think his old lady gonna like that?
I think she go kick his ass messing up that first dance. It's disrespectful.
I like to see that. That's right.
Really?
Get your ass on a bike.
Hey, but I ain't riding, bitch.
Who you calling bitch?
Unless you want me to. Let's go.
They toss him a helmet and he tugs it on. The bikers speed down the street towards a construction site. A worker waves red flags, but they cut around him. Rob comes last, wobbling back and forth on his bike.
We got it, baby!
The worker jumps out of the way and Rob crashes into a concrete barrier. He flies through the air in slow motion. An ambulance weaves through traffic with its lights flashing. Rob jolts up as an EMT pumps his breathing bag.
What happened?
All right, you hit a concrete
barricade
at 40 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
All right, what's your name?
It's Rob. Rob Anderson.
And Rob, can you tell me what day it is?
It's my wedding day. Okay. Okay. I'm getting married right there.
All right, hey, you're suffering from a concussion.
No.
The only thing you're going to be marrying today is a catheter.
No. It's my wedding.
I got a better idea. You take 5 more cc's of Ativan.
No!
Rob! The EMT injects him. Rob leaps out, rolling as he hits the pavement. He stumbles to the church entrance as Cody talks on his phone.
I want you to keep reaching out to shareholders. Give them what they want, but do it quietly. I don't want this getting leaked before we announce next week. All right?
He hangs up as Rob knocks over a flower display and sign and collapses onto a bench.
Anderson, what happened to you? Are you drunk?
I'm not drunk. I'm on drugs.
He staggers away and barfs up coins.
Oh, God, did you just puke coins?
He spits some more out into his hand.
Would you look at that? A bicentennial. You know, these are worth a lot of money. You keep that for me.
Cody bats it to the floor.
I don't get it. In what world did she pick you over me? I made $100 million last year.
You made $100 million? I should fucking rob you.
Why are you dressed like some Vegas housewife, huh? With your gross, busted up arm. Seriously, is that thing real?
What are you talking about?
His arm flops like a noodle, its bones shattered.
It's pretty broken.
Yeah, look, it looks like a crazy straw.
It kind of does. Look at
He sucks his finger.
It's not really a straw.
What's this?
He snaps the finger.
I can't feel a thing!
You know, that girl has been dreaming about this day her entire life, and this is what you're bringing to the table?
Cody rubs his brow with a disappointed frown. Rob shifts his weight and tears up.
You're so right. She's not gonna marry me. Looking like this, I just wanna hug.
Look. Showing up is half the battle. The other half is pants. Go home and put some pants on, for God's sakes. Go. Come on.
Rob stumbles toward the door, then spins back.
Whoa. What's going on here? You want me to waltz on out of here so that I can miss my wedding, huh? Oh, yeah, because you're a little plot to leave me trapped inside the elevator. Blew up in your... Face.
Okay, first of all, that sounds like a terrible plan. Second, I have 3 women who can confirm that I was in my hotel room with them all night. And third, if I wanted to ruin your wedding, I'd just let you walk in there right now. which I just realized would be absolutely perfect. Come on, let's go get you married. Here we go.
I don't want to get married.
You want to get married? Just going to walk right in?
Wait, hold on. It's the wedding bells. Oh, thank God.
He lands face first on the elevator floor, then pushes himself up.
I need pants.
In the lobby, wearing a towel around his waist, he peeks out from behind a newspaper and spots a luggage cart. He snatches a suitcase. Later, he jogs outside in tight pants, suspenders, and a newsboy cap.
Hey! Call an ambulance!
Why?
He runs headfirst into a pole.
Damn!
Now, he leaps out of the ambulance near the church. He pulls on his cap, hooks his arm through a loose suspender, and runs inside.
My man's in the house. Come on, everybody. Give it up.
Rob forces a smile and waves to the wedding guests, then squats and wiggles to stretch out his two small pants. He salutes the pastor, then steps up between Benny and Vicky at the altar, still squirming and wriggling.
Don't ask us. He's so tight.
What the hell you got on?
I'm adjusting this. It's going to the side. It's weird.
Reginald walks Megan down the aisle. As he stares at his bride, Rob winces and sucks in a deep breath. He pulls on a tiny suit jacket that restricts him from lowering his arms.
Oh, come on.
No, just pull it back. Pull it down.
I can't pull it down. Okay, stop.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that ain't that one.
Okay.
He folds his raised arms.
I'll be right back.
Baby.
He steps up to her with T-Rex arms.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just grabbed the first thing I could find. It just needs to be taken out in the back, just a little bit.
Oh, I'm going to take it out in the back.
He grabs Rob.
Baby, I think we're going to clean this.
Teddy, no!
Now, Rob hurries into the church wearing a barbershop quartet suit. He tries again in a traditional Scottish bagpipe outfit. Reginald throws him out in a cowboy hat and western suit.
If you're gonna show up in that, then don't show up at all.
He gets thrown out in jeans and a tuxedo t-shirt.
If you're gonna show up in that, then don't show up at all.
Rob throws his arms up in defeat.
I've tried everything. Smart corduroy, seersucker, a Nehru jacket. What do you want from me?
I want you to be somebody else. Megan is the only daughter I have. I didn't raise her alone, put her through medical school just to watch some lazy, thoughtless loser come along and screw it up.
Let's face it.
You don't like me because I'm not a fancy businessman like you or Cody.
Cody and other guests wander out of the church to watch as Reginald faces off with Rob.
I don't dislike you for who you are, Rob. It's that you have no goals, no ambition, no career.
I'm a substitute teacher.
Robert, marriage is not a part-time thing. I built a multinational company from the ground up. And the toughest job I ever had was being a husband. I'm talking long hours, overtime. And we didn't take summers off.
He pulls out a ring on a chain.
When I gave this ring to Megan's mother, I promised to give her everything I had. That I'd never stop proving myself to her. And that I'd never, ever stop loving her. This ring symbolizes that promise. It's very simple, son. You gotta put in the work. You're just not that guy. I wish my daughter would see that.
Rob's lips curl up in a crooked smirk as he eyes Reginald and tilts his head.
You know, you're really protective of your daughter.
There's nothing I wouldn't do for her.
Nothing? Not even kidnapping?
What?
Someone abducted me from my hotel room last night because they didn't want to see me at the wedding. Now, I'm just curious. Mr. Swope, what's your alibi?
Let me see, Rob. If I wanted to end your relationship, I probably would have done it before blowing my money on a wedding we didn't even have.
Rob shifts his gaze and nods.
Goodbye.
Reginald strides back inside. Rob steps over to Cody and sizes up his navy blue power suit.
Nice suit, favors? Is that like a 40 regular?
40 long. What are you, medium?
Later, Rob grips a rock the size of a softball as he strides up to Cody's Lamborghini. He hefts it over his head. He hurls it through the window.
Not the Lambo.
Cody lowers his phone and hurries over. Rob waits nonchalantly as Cody checks out the broken window.
Rob, what the?
I need to borrow your suit.
I already gave you my girl. I'm not giving you my suit.
You're gonna give me the damn suit.
He lunges, but Cody knees him and punches him back to the elevator.
Me? You gonna give me that damn suit? Me!
Rob dodges the knee, only to get backhanded, thrown down, and pummeled in the face.
Oh, yeah! Me! Oh, backhand!
A hook spins him.
Oh, yeah!
Rob dodges swings and gets hit over and over again, returning to the elevator.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Rob dodges blows.
Punch!
He blocks a kick.
Balls!
Cody's eyes widen as Rob punches him in the nuts, then shakes out his fist. Cody doubles over, then narrows his eyes at Rob as he straightens.
How do you know what I'm going to do? How do you know what I'm saying right now?
This is crazy. Kumquat. Major beam. How do you know?
Now you're going to get really pissed off and you're going to try to hit me. But I'm going to move. 5, 4, 3, 2.
In slow motion, he dodges and blocks Cody's swings.
Left, body, back in, uppercut, cross, cross, left, right.
He ducks a left hook.
Right.
Rob hits him with a heavy right. Cody lashes out wildly.
Shout, uppercut, back in, low, high.
A jab hits Rob.
That was new.
Cody kicks him to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Cody peers through his shattered car window, then shuts off the alarm and looks around. He freezes and slowly turns, revealing a syringe stuck in his back. Rob pops up.
Hey, Fabrice, do you mind falling that way? Somebody spilled a Coke over there and I would hate to get some on the suit.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Thanks, sir.
Rob slaps his arm and he topples.
Told you I was gonna get that suit.
Yes! Woo! My man is in the house! Come on, y'all! Make some noise!
Rob strides into the church, sporting Cody's suit. He flips the collar down over his tie and shakes hands with Benny and the pastor. He shoots Vicky a wink.
Looks like we're finally ready.
He adjusts his suit and waits in a composed stance as Reginald walks Megan down the aisle. Rob warms into an affectionate smile. Reginald lifts his daughter's veil and kisses her forehead. Rob steps forward to shake his hand.
Sir, you forgot the programs.
Rob's face falls and dread washes over him.
The programs?
Reginald lifts his brow and nods.
Right. Any specific font you want? Ariel, Courier, huh? American Typewriter, Condensed. How about some Wingdings, huh? Comic Sans? And how about you walk a little faster?
He storms out. Now, guests hold revised programs, and Rob passes one to Reginald.
Sir?
Megan really wanted candles.
Rob grimaces and shoots Vicky an icy look. She scoffs at him. Rob points toward the bells and looks skyward.
You got me.
It's a what?
Vicky squints in confusion as she follows his gaze. On another attempt, Rob smiles and nods to himself as Reginald walks Megan down the aisle and kisses her forehead.
Sir.
Rob shakes his hand. Megan passes her bouquet to Vicky as Rob takes her hands.
Now, we're ready.
Yes.
You got the ring, right?
Rob drops his head back. Let down, Megan shuts her eyes.
No!
Megan and the guests reel.
Why are you yelling?
Shut up!
Hey, man.
Rob marches off, punching and kicking the air. At a pawn shop.
Hey. Do you have wedding rings?
Rob exits the shop and scans the area with his hands on his hips. He jumps into the street and a car plows into him. An ambulance speeds along, then Rob slips Benny a ring with the tag still on it.
Definitely substitute teacher salary.
Rob scowls at him.
But you can always upgrade in a few years. Yeah, maybe.
Rob's cheek is bruised and cut. In front of the altar, Reginald lifts Megan's veil and kisses her forehead. Megan passes off her bouquet as Rob guides her onto the altar.
Where have you been, Rob? Oh my God, baby.
Okay. Hey, we're here now. You ready?
Yes.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the union of Robert J. Anderson and Megan W. Swope in holy matrimony. The bond this couple makes today is sacred and should be entered into with reverence and honor. And now we come to the portion of the ceremony that holds great significance, the vows. I understand you two have written your own?
Yes.
Rob's eyes dart.
Megan, would you like to begin?
Yes. I once read, happiness is only real when shared. I didn't understand the depth of that statement until I met you, Rob. Because you are the perfect man for me. You love to go where life takes you, and I am so grateful that life brought you to me. Because I know that no matter what our future brings, we will have each other. I love you so much.
Rob tears up.
Robert?
Huh?
Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
It's my turn. Megan? Obviously, I love you very much. Like, a lot. Like, a lot, a lot. A lot. And I'm just so happy that I went on that date with Vicky. Because if I hadn't, I would have never met her wonderful, beautiful roommate.
You. He boops her nose, then notices guests shaking their heads and face-palming.
And... Is it hot in here? I'm just going. I'll be right back, man. Okay.
Excuse me. Now he watches a wedding in a park.
You are my lover and my guiding light.
Oh, that's good. I'm gonna use that.
In your heart, I see my future. In your eyes, I see hope.
Rob takes notes in the front row.
In your ears, I whisper, "I love you."
Excuse me. Do you mind if you skip to the end? I mean, you keep mentioning these body parts. She's a big girl. Like, we gonna be here all day. You know, I mean, big in a bad way. I bet you it's warm.
The groom socks him, and he comes to naked in the elevator. He reads on a park bench.
I have for the first time found what I can truly love.
He lowers Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre.
I found you.
At his wedding.
You are my sympathy, my better self, my good angel. I am bound to you.
He kisses Megan's hands.
With a strong attachment, I think you good.
He cups and pats her cheeks.
Gifted. Lovely.
He shakes her shoulder.
A fervent, a solemn passion conceived in my heart.
He drops to his knees.
And it leans to you and draws you to my center.
He elbows Benny in the gut.
And spring of life, it
disrupts your existence about you. Kindling and pure.
He gestures dramatically.
Powerful in flame. It fuses you and me into one.
He pokes her chest in his, then presses his fingers to her lips.
My baby good, honey. My baby good.
Rob takes a bow, and Reginald heaves a sigh.
Megan, will you have this man to be your...
Pigeons fly in through an open window and land in the aisle. Rob signals for the pastor to wrap it up.
I'm sorry, should we close the window?
No. It's just birds. Just leave the pigeons alone. They're just playing.
No, Rob, there's pigeons in the church.
I know, baby. We'll worry about that later. Okay. Go ahead, Father, do your thing.
Rob.
Would you just leave the pigeons alone? Please, would you just, baby, just leave the pigeons alone. Just,
what is wrong with you?
I am running out of time.
Rob, take it easy, man. You're ruining the mood.
Megan spins away and Vicky comforts her.
I'm ruining the mood? I'm ruining the mood. It's because of you, Benny. I was late to my wedding.
You and I both know that that's not accurate.
You know what happened to me last night.
Of course I do. We just hung out.
Shut your ass up.
You're gonna tell me what happened to me last night, Benny. What happened?
Come on, man. Get off me, man. I gotta take this suit back tomorrow.
Just make sure the tags.
Tell me, Benny, what happened?
You went home with a girl.
Reginald stands.
All right.
I did.
Rob, is this true?
I don't know.
No, you know what? You're done. Othello, we're gonna go.
Vicky leads Megan away.
Oh. Megan.
She slaps him in the face.
I believed in you, Rob, when no one else did. I will never forgive you.
Megan.
Cody?
He marches in his underwear.
Cody, you're gonna mess up your suit.
He punches Rob to the floor and pigeons scatter. One knocks a banner onto candles.
Oh, yeah!
Everybody, remain calm. Please go to the exits in an orderly fashion.
Flames engulf the altar and smoke fills the church. Rob shoves his way through the guests as they stream outside. Rob sprints up a smoky stairwell. Cody heroically carries Megan outside. Rob finds a toolbox and lifts a wrench with a crazed grin.
I'll kill you!
He dashes upstairs, baring his teeth and clenching his jaw. He emerges into the bell tower.
Why are you doing this to me, you stupid bell?
He beats it with the wrench.
Don't hurt my bells!
He chucks the wrench aside and tackles the bell, wrapping it in his arms and legs.
Oh, God. Stop turning in this stupid bell! You're not that good!
The rope frays.
Uh-oh.
The rope snaps, and Rob and the bell plummet through the bell tower, landing in a cloud of dust. Back in the elevator. Naked, Rob rolls onto his back in despair.
This has to end!
Hey, did you hear that?
Shut up!
In her bridal room, Megan sets down her phone and goes to a window.
Rob!
She opens it and he clambers inside.
How did you get up here? Ouch.
I'm not gonna lie. It took a couple of tries.
She kisses him.
I can't believe you're here. I was so worried about you. Oh my God, wait. You're not supposed to see me before the wedding. It's bad luck. Where's your tux?
Megan, come here. Sit.
He eases her to a sofa.
Listen, baby. You know I love you more than anything, right?
Yes.
But it just seems no matter what I do, I just can't get anything right.
Baby, what are you talking about? You're here. Let's do this.
No, it's not about the wedding. Babe, I'm talking about the rest of our lives. I don't have a career. Any goals? Maybe I'm not husband material.
Is this about my dad? I mean, baby, since when do you care what he thinks?
I know, but baby, it's not just your dad.
It's everybody down there thinks you're making a big mistake. And I think they're right.
He peers at her with a vulnerable look. Megan shifts her gaze and he drops his head.
I feel like such a fool.
It's not about you.
Of course it's about me. Oh, God. I had faith in you, Rob. I sat here patiently waiting for you to come around. I defended you to everyone who said that you would never grow up and that you would never get it together. Don't you understand?
He avoids eye contact as she paces in her wedding gown.
I should have known. I should have known when you missed our flight to buy a lotto ticket.
She holds the ticket up and Rob shifts in his seat.
Marriage, you have to be in it to win it, Rob.
She crumples it and throws it at him.
You were never in it, ever.
Megan, I really do love you.
Just not enough to pull through when it counts the most.
She gives him a wounded look and tears up.
Please go. Just leave. Leave! I don't want you to see me cry.
He hesitates, pointing to the door.
I don't care which one! Just go.
She lowers her gaze as he crawls out the window. Rob sits up naked as the elevator doors open.
Finally!
No.
Rob smacks a button and lies back down as the doors close. Outside the motorcycle club, Rob wears a leather jacket and bumps into Drill.
Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, I'm sorry. Sorry, man.
Sorry. Forgive me.
Drill glares as he heads off with his crew. Rob slips on a pair of shades and takes out a set of keys. He cruises off on Drill's bike.
I need love to ease my mind.
He slows to a stop outside the church and idles. He lifts his helmet's visor and peers toward the church, then shakes his head and rides away, popping a wheelie. He passes a sign that reads, "Now leaving Charleston," and speeds across the Cooper River Bridge. He crashes into the river, winding up back in the elevator.
No. I just want to see tomorrow.
His eyes dart. He rubs his face. He yawns. He stands with a resigned expression as the doors open.
Screw it. I've been waiting 20 minutes.
Rob blocks her face as he brushes past her.
Hey!
He smacks the phone out of the guy's hand and slaps a woman's drink to the floor as he trudges off. Later, he sulks on a park bench.
But it ain't easy.
A couple strolls past holding hands. Another couple kisses on a picnic blanket. Across the park, a guy proposes to his girlfriend. Rob turns to see a middle-aged couple making out on the next bench. He cringes and walks away, tucking his hands in his pockets. In her bridal room, Megan lowers her phone and heaves a sigh. Rob watches from a tree outside the window. Below, Cody talks on his cell.
I'm meeting with Jameson on Monday. He controls the final shares.
No, Swope has no clue. He's too focused on this tragedy they call a wedding.
Look, if I was this poor Anderson guy, I'd get as far away from him as possible.
Rob hunkers down on the branch and gazes at his bride. The elevator blinks L. Rob stands with the cops in a cafe.
So how do you guys make it work?
Our partnership's like a marriage. When the shit gets thick, I know he's got my six.
Take a bullet for this guy. Mm-hmm. In fact, I did. I shot right in the balls.
Ooh.
Lost my left testicle.
Yeah, that's why I would never abandon Mike. He's my ride or die bitch.
Hell yeah.
They fist bump.
You are.
You are.
No, you are.
Rob sits with Brian McKnight.
Hey, Brian, let me ask you something. Does it bother you that you hold the record for most Grammy nominations without a win?
Does it bother you that you can't get to your wedding because you have to repeat the same hour over and over?
Touché.
The point is, if you want something bad enough, you can never give up.
He lifts his brows with a knowing look, and Rob nods to himself. The elevator blinks L. Rob finds his mom sitting in a dim bar.
Hey, Ma.
Robbie, well, what are you doing here?
Question is, what are you doing here? Huh? Weren't you supposed to be at my wedding?
I was there for an hour and a half. Must have sung every song in that book of hymns. Yeah. You didn't show up. What's wrong, son? You got cold feet or something?
Ma, I need your help.
Oh, I was worried that this might happen.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's no secret that I was not the best mother in the world.
Ma, you did the best you could.
Well, I thought I did, but I guess I didn't. I mean, I saw a lot of places, and I loved a lot of men. George Clinton, Sly Stone.
Oh, Ma.
Ooh, the bass player at a convention. Now, he was...
Okay, Mama, okay. TMI, that okay, is way okay. too much.
It was a different time, Robbie. My point is, my best would have been if I had met a man that I loved and he loved me and we started a family that you could be proud of.
Yeah, but why didn't you?
You know, Rob, I just couldn't get out of my own damn way. But it ain't too late for you. You don't have to repeat my mistakes. You just got to lose the nonsense and get out of your own damn way.
Rob stares off in thought as she sips her drink.
Well, Mama done had her medicine. I'm going back over to the church with a fresh set of pipes. Hope you get there before I hit that high note and higher ground.
Hey.
He kisses her cheek.
Thank you.
I love you, baby.
I love you too.
Rob hunches forward and bites his lip as his mom leaves. Later, an employee lets him into his hotel room.
Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.
Rob closes the door, then plops down and taps his phone.
Hey, it's me. I have to go to a wedding today. I thought you might want to come. Free booze. Hey, where are you? I want to call the police, but you have to be missing for 48 hours, and you know, it's been one. Anyway, you're on the clock. It's me again. Seriously, I'm worried you fell somewhere where nobody can see you. When we get back from the honeymoon, you are getting microchipped like a beagle.
He startles as a woman sits up in his bed.
What?
Who are you?
Callie. From the bar.
We came back here last night? Together?
Yeah, you asked me to help you with your vows. I thought it was code for something, but we came up and that's what we did.
Wait. So if we wound up here, how the hell did I get halfway across town?
I don't know. You were so drunk you could barely walk. You tried to write your vows and then you threw up in that plant and then you passed out. When I woke up, you were gone.
So did I come up with anything good?
Look, she said yes for a reason. Tell her how you feel, be honest.
I gotta get to the church. Thanks for not sleeping with me.
Easiest money I ever made.
Wait. You're a prostitute?
You didn't know that?
Who hired you?
I don't remember, but they were really pissed when I called to tell them you didn't perform.
Where's your phone?
It's in a plastic bag behind the toilet. Oh. It's the safest place to keep it.
That is definitely a prostitute trick. Okay.
He heads into the bathroom and gets transported back to the elevator.
Damn it!
Hey, did you hear that?
Naked, he steps behind the front desk.
Yeah. Devin, just don't.
He grabs the phone. Devin glances around in shock, then heads off.
I'm at a hotel. This is Kimber.
Yeah, Kimber, I need to speak to room 412.
3 burly guards step up.
Hey, Roger. Pat. Whoever you are. Just give me 1 second, huh?
They close in on him.
I said, give me a second! This is a very important call! I have been through so much!
Sir, you can use the phone in our office.
Oh, cool. Let's go. What you looking at, Green Mile?
He wears a blanket in a security office.
We appreciate your patience, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, I'm not being patient, okay? I'm pissed. I've been here for almost an hour.
Are you aware you've been the victim of a serious crime?
Yeah, and that's why I have to get on the phone in the next 4 minutes to figure out who did this to me.
We know who did it. What I'm about to show you was captured by our security cameras in the garage. At approximately 3:36 a.m., the sedan pulled into parking structure.
The trunk opens.
Vicky?
Were you with this woman last night?
No.
She hauls out an unconscious Rob.
But she did have a key to my room because she was the one that made the reservations.
Her parking pass correlates to one of the rooms that was booked 30 minutes prior. In it, we found several rolls of duct tape.
Duct tape?
Here's where it gets ridiculous.
Rob's boxers slide off as Vicky drags him across a red carpet by the valet stand and into the elevator. Vicky jams the valet key box between the doors and scurries off. The elevator doors close, knocking keys into the gap in their tracks.
Several keys got stuck in the gears, trapping you inside.
I need to use your phone. Right now.
He shakes his head in frustration and calls Megan. She answers in the bridal room.
Hello?
Meg?
Rob, where are you? Are you okay?
Listen, I don't have a lot of time to talk. I just want to tell you that I am sorry. I've been stuck. I've just been holding on to a bunch of bullshit and you haven't gotten what you needed from me. It's kind of like your kids, you know, your patience. You say they grow up fast when they're dealing with a crisis.
Yeah.
Well, I've been dealing with a crisis of unimaginable proportions, and I just want to tell you that I am getting out my own damn way. So you stay right there. I'm coming for you.
Megan breaks into a smile as she hangs up. In the elevator, Rob gets to his feet, rolls his neck, stretches his shoulders, and does arm twirls. Then, wearing a tracksuit, he dashes outside and spots the cops. Rob pushes through the crowd and does a side flip over the barrier. He catches up to the Kenyan runner. Subtitles. Last one there is a rotten egg. Rob crosses the finish line first, and the crowd presses in around him.
Guys, please, I gotta get to the church. I gotta get to the church.
Hear me. Officers, I need a ride to my wedding.
Move along, Nick Cannon.
I know it sounds crazy, but I really need your help. She's the love of my life, and I know she'd take a bullet for me. She's my ride or die, bitch.
The cops trade a look and cock their heads.
Let's roll.
Yes!
Wait. How the hell are we supposed to get across town with the race and the traffic and everything?
I got an idea.
Drill's motorcycle gang rides in the convoy with the police car as it fishtails around a corner. At the church, Benny removes his collar stiffener. Rob shaves in the back of the police car. The motorcycles and police car weave through traffic and race through an intersection.
Relax, we got this. We're professionals. We do this all the time.
Why are you so nervous?
Oh, snap. Guys, can I use your phone?
Look at your own wrist.
I promise you, I won't.
He calls his hotel room, and Callie sits up in bed to answer.
Hello.
Hey, Callie! Yeah, it's me, Rob, from last night.
Corny Rob.
Corny Rob.
Yeah, I need you to do me a favor.
I need you to grab my suit, bring it down to the second, press
to your church, okay? ASAP.
All right,
bye. Wow! Someone's getting married.
They come up to a car wreck under an overpass.
Guys, we're never gonna make it in time.
Nah, I think these guys know a shortcut.
Yeah?
The bikers bust through a chain link gate and they race off road under the overpass.
I sing because I'm free.
At the church, Reginald checks his watch, frowns, and strides out. The bikers lead the way for the police cruiser as they speed under the overpass, weaving between pillars.
Doors are locked.
Not getting out of here, baby.
Ride or die.
In the bridal room.
Sweetheart, you have to accept the fact that he's not coming.
He will be here.
Siren lights flashing, the police car speeds behind the bikers as they thunder toward the church. Sitting with Cody and her father, Megan gets up and goes to a window. She sees Rob hop out of the police car.
He's here.
Reginald grimaces.
He's here!
She grabs her bouquet. Rob enters the church.
Yes! Woo! My man's in the house. Come on, everybody, give it up!
He buttons his tux as he strides onto the altar and shakes hands with Benny and the pastor. He glares at Vicky, who narrows her eyes at him.
You look good.
Thank you, brother.
Reginald walks Megan down the aisle. She smiles at Rob from behind her veil. He breaks into a wide grin. Megan passes her bouquet to Vicky as Rob guides her onto the altar. He lifts her veil, and they gaze into each other's eyes with loving smiles.
Wow. You look amazing.
Rob turns to face Reginald.
Sir, I'd like to thank you for hosting such a wonderful service.
It's a complete disaster, and I think it should be canceled.
You'd rather her marry Cody.
As a matter of fact, he's the kind of man my baby girl deserves.
Yeah. And he's also the kind of man that's planning to take over your company.
Cody freezes, glancing between them.
Yeah, that's right. He's bought up 47% of your shares and has a lead on another 5. Now, I know I'm just a substitute teacher, but sounds to me like you're screwed.
Cody, is this true?
You always treated me like garbage. Worse than garbage. It wasn't until Megan and I broke up that you could even remember my name. I have been waiting for this moment for years. I'm just sorry I can't take everything that's important to you.
He eyes Megan, and Rob tightens his jaw.
Congratulations, you two.
Rob and Benny track him as he walks off.
Man, I'll knock your ass
out. Hey, Benny, chill. You got a mean left hook.
Oh, for real?
I'm good.
Realization dawns on Reginald's face.
I'm sorry, baby girl. I've got to deal with this now.
Megan slumps as her father strides away.
I got it. Give me a second.
Rob catches up to him in the church doorway.
Back off, Rob. This is important.
More important than your own daughter's wedding?
Look, I don't expect you to understand. You haven't worked a real job in your life.
Yeah, well, here's what I do know, Mr. Swope. Marriage is a full-time job. I'm talking long hours. Overtime. No summers off. Listen, I promise you I'm gonna give Megan everything that I have. I'll never stop proving myself. And I'll never, ever stop loving her.
I promised her mother the same thing. Oh, God, I wish she were here.
She is. Dad.
He pats Reginald's heart, and Reginald levels his gaze on him.
Okay, too soon. What do you say we go back inside? Come on, work and wait. Megan needs a father. And a groom. Apparently, that's how this whole wedding thing works, right?
Rob. Thank you for what you did.
Cody's a liar and a cheat. I'm just glad I'm the one that caught him.
I'm not talking about Cody. If there's any way I can possibly repay you.
Rob considers, then tilts his head.
Well.
Back on the altar.
And now we come to the portion of the ceremony that holds great significance. The vows. I understand you two have written your own.
Yes.
Megan, would you like to begin?
Actually, Father. May I?
He holds Megan's hands and gazes deeply into her eyes.
Megan, I know I haven't made it easy for you. And I know I haven't been the man that you deserve. But all the time leading up to this moment is exactly what I needed to put all my nonsense behind me.
Someone once said,
it takes 10,000 hours to master anything. That's a long time to keep a beautiful woman waiting. And Megan, you have waited a long time.
Vicky rolls her eyes as Megan holds back tears.
But I promise you this.
If marriage is like playing the lottery, I'm in it to win it.
His mom watches with a proud smile.
I know the man that you are. And all I need you to be is right here. Right now.
Always.
Megan, will you have this man to be your husband? To love and to comfort, to honor and to keep in sickness and in health, for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
And do you, Robert?
Yes, I do.
Rob, the ring?
Rob pulls out a ring, and Megan's eyes fill with emotion.
My mother's ring?
Rob nods to Reginald, who pats his heart. Megan turns to her father and mouths thank you. Rob slips the ring onto her finger beside her engagement ring.
Is there anybody here who does not wish these two to be married? Let them speak now or forever hold their peace.
Vicky rocks back on her heels, biting her lip.
Rob slept with a hooker.
Rob's eyes go wide and guests gape.
It just had to come out. I have pictures of them leaving a bar together, so it's a true story.
Wait, what is this about, Rob?
I did not sleep with a hooker, okay? I just brought her back, and she listened to my vows. And actually, she was very helpful.
Oh, yeah, that sounds plausible. Unfortunately, the hooker couldn't be here to corroborate your story.
Well, actually, the young lady is right over there. Callie, can you please tell them?
Yes, please do.
She paid me to try to sleep with him.
Okay, let's all believe a hooker.
Callie plays a voicemail.
Hello, hooker. It's Vicky. Just making sure you'll be at the Glass Slipper tonight to do the do with Rob Anderson. That is R-O-B.
Yeah, that checks out. I want my $300 back.
Wait, Vicky, why would you do this?
Yeah, why would you do this, Vicky?
He broke my heart.
What?
Yes. We had one date together, a magical night. And yes, did I smell a little bit? But I have been to a doctor since then, and it has cleared up significantly. Hardly detectable. But you get him for the rest of your life, Miss I Smell Like Flowers? Is not fair.
Ma'am.
What?
Are you aware solicitation is a felony in South Carolina?
Okay, don't arrest me. She's the hooker.
Yeah, but you're the one that's going down. I'm assuming you want to press charges on this one, right, Rob?
You know, I don't think so. If it wasn't for Vicky, I wouldn't be standing here right now. So I'll just chalk it up to insanity.
Okay.
However, I would like you to leave.
Okay, I will see myself out. I am not holding these anymore. Carpal tunnel.
Let's go.
Don't touch me.
She shoves the bouquet to Megan and brushes past the cops.
I'll take those down.
Father? Now can we skip to the end, please?
All right, then. I now pronounce you husband and wife!
They lock lips as the wedding guests cheer. Reginald watches with a warm, approving smile. Rob glances to the ceiling and breaks into a wide grin. He and Megan touch foreheads. The newlyweds lift up their arms. Rob pulls Benny into a hug. He greets the hotel workers, bikers, and cops at the reception.
Hey, baby, how you doing, man?
Hey, I will, man. Hey, baby.
What?
You look really good. I like that you dressed for the occasion. Bam!
Thank you for having me.
It must be Mrs. Rocket.
Oh, vision. Beautiful. Nice.
Rob, who are all these people?
Well, it's just a few friends I met on the way to the wedding.
And how did you get Brian McKnight to show up?
Forever means forever.
You ain't gonna believe it. I actually helped him write a song. It's gonna be on the new album.
Oh my God.
It's no big deal, though.
You know what? You're right. I don't believe it.
Oh, are you here? Oh, you mad because Brian McKnight made me his muse?
You know, Rob, there is one thing you forgot to do today.
No, I'm pretty sure I did everything, else we wouldn't be here right now.
Uh-uh. You forgot to check the numbers.
Ah, the numbers, right.
Come on.
Okay, here we go.
All right, so did we win?
Yes, we most certainly
did.
I just didn't pick the right numbers. I picked the right girl.
He gives her a kiss.
Oh, baby, you know what? There is always next month.
No, I don't have time next month. You are now looking at the new full-time English lit teacher over at Lock and Prep.
Are you serious? Really, baby? That's amazing! That's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Robert Anderson as they enjoy their first dance together.
Rob salutes Brian McKnight.
Baby, are you sure you still want to do this?
It is a really important moment. You know, it's the centerpiece to the whole reception.
You missed a few lessons.
And I'm really sorry about that. But I plan on making it up to you.
The guests part and form a circle as Rob takes Megan's hand and leads her onto the dance floor. He bites the stem of a white rose and runs his hand down her cheek with a flourish. He drapes her arm over his shoulder, plants a hand on her shoulder, and leads her in a smooth tango. They snap their heads side to side, and her stiletto glides along the floor as he turns her in a circle. She grabs the rose from his mouth and tosses it aside. Rob dips her, then sends her twirling across the dance floor. He perfectly executes choreographed steps, then rushes over to rejoin her. Her heels slide across the floor as he guides her. She dips down, sliding her leg between his. Rob brings her back to her feet, and they smile lovingly at each other. He lifts her into the air, and her dress fans out as he spins her. She twirls into his arms and wraps the leg around him as he lowers her into a dip. He hoists her up off her feet and holds her close, turning in a circle.
Where the hell did you learn that?
Found some time.
He sets her down and they share a passionate kiss.
Excuse me? This is a wedding. Why don't y'all get out here and dance? Come on, that's what this dance floor is for.
He spins Megan and Reginald blows her a kiss.
The way things work themselves out.
She blows one back to him as more couples start to slow dance. Holding a champagne flute, Rob's mom sways by a microphone, waiting to jump in on backup vocals. Rob mouths along with the lyrics and touches his heart as he dances with Megan. One of the cops sobs into his dance partner's shoulder.
You're like a dream come true, too. Just wanna be real, three. Girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. And of all.
As Megan and Reginald dance, Rob busts a move by the bikers, then grooves over to his wife and father-in-law.
If ever I believe my work is done, then I start back at one.
Later, Rob and Megan walk through the hotel lobby.
So did you have fun?
It was all right.
All right? We got married, Brian McKnight sang your favorite song.
That was incredible.
What more do you want?
When we get to the room, I can show you.
You have no idea how long I've waited to hear that.
They kiss passionately as the doors to the elevator slide open. Rob stares into it and freezes.
Come on.
You know, let's just take the stairs.
You sure?
Yeah.
They race up the stairs. Fade to black. On a background like heavy stationery, credits appear in looping calligraphy, directed by Michael Titus. The ink chases across the page, transforming into an airplane, then a decorative flourish. Screenplay by Corey Coller and Marlon Wayans and Rick Alvarez. The ink travels, morphing into a quick image from the movie between each credit. Produced by Ted Sarandos, Marlon Wayans, Rick Alvarez, Todd Garner, Ryan Lewis. The dark ink spreads out around the light shape of a church, then moves on in swirl patterns. Executive producers Pauline Fisher, Rachelene Benvenista, Paul Hansen, Sasha Shapiro, Michael Flynn, Sean Robbins. The ink briefly forms the image of an elevator. Co-executive producer Michael Tittis, director of photography David Ortkes. An image in the ink captures a figure clinging to a jail phone as wind blows them backward. Production designer Ermanno Di Fabio Orsini. Drawn mid-stride, an ink figure runs toward a finish line. Edited by Lawrence Jordan. Marlon Wayans. The ink forms an image of a figure on a motorcycle, then swirls to form the title, Naked. Regina Hall, Loretta Devine, Eliza Koop, Scott Foley, David Sheridan, Neil Brown Jr., J.T. Jackson, Corey Hardrick, Rick Fitz, with Brian McKnight and Dennis Haysbert. Casting by Mary Vernieu, CSA, and Reva Khan Thompson. Music by David Newman. Based on an original story by Torkel Knudsen and Martin Knudsen. A Broken Road production. A Baby Way production. More credits roll. Unit production manager Michael Flynn. First assistant director Richard L. Fox. Second assistant director Emily McGovern. Cast: Marlon Wayans as Rob Anderson. Regina Hall as Megan. Dennis Haysbert as Reginald Swope. J.T. Jackson as Benny. Scott Foley as Cody Favors. Eliza Koop as Vicky. Brian McKnight as Brian McKnight. Loretta Devine as Carol. Corey Hardrick as Drill. Rick Fitz as Father Butterfield. David Sheridan as Officer Bentley. Neil Brown Jr. as Officer McBride. Nikaya Stapleton as Cute Girl. David Dwyer as Easy Earl. Connor Brophy as Frat Guy. Jared Valvo as Max. Jason Davis as Principal Mellon. Megan Messmer as Impatient Guest. Matthew Cornwell as Mills Concierge. Dan Johnson as Amused Guest. Sean Von Busick as Palmetto Desk Clerk. Jesse Malinowski as Palmetto Porter. Nick Madrick as EMT. Joel Rush as Groom. Juwandis Candice as Chandra. LeBrandon Shade as Mills Security Manager. Elliot Dixon as Marathon Leader. Aneria Turney as Mills Maid. Michael Smallwood as Mills Valet. Kevin Patrick Murphy as Repairman Number 1. Philip Allen Forna as Repairman Number 2. James Tabique as Gate Attendant. Alexis Miranda as Megan's Friend. Filmed in South Carolina pursuant to the South Carolina Motion Picture Incentive Act. Special thanks, Allison Jablin Alvarez, Everly and Leo Alvarez, Christine and Eric Jablin. My family, Angela, Amay, and Sean, the entire Wayans tribe, Ma, Pop, all my bros, sisters, nieces, nephews, aunties, uncles, Omar, Mitch, Keisha, 8 Nikki, Ashley, Pappy, Jesse, and all my fans who love me. Kelly Tittis, Logan Tittis, Patty and John Tittis, Matthew and Jessica Tittis, Mark Tittis, Marilee Simmons, Ramsey Zashak, Kevin Yorn, Jason Heyman, Irene and Harold Jablin, Grace Ann and Fred Alvarez, Matthew and Samantha Alvarez, Emily Martins, David Huey, Diana Chambers, Matt Robinson, Mark, Eugene, Barry, Tim, Runa, Ketch, Shot Studios, Rumble, Paul and Debbie Diamond, Jimmy and Barbara Hamilton, Rick Jenow, Alan Fisher, Brian Dobbins, Michael Shereski, Larry Kopagan, Michael Rotenberg, Martin Lasak. The City of Charleston, South Carolina, Charleston Special Events Committee, Charleston Police Department, Captain George Brisbane. The City of North Charleston, South Carolina, Second Presbyterian Church, Reverend Cress Darwin and Suzanne Lilienthal, Cooper River Bridge Run, Julian Smith, The Mills House Hotel, Joe Kramer, Jeremy Blackburn. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. The characters and events depicted in this film are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Lyft Productions, LLC, is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Copyright 2017, Lyft Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Colorful chalk letters appear on a black background. Baby Way. The Y of Way is backward. It gets erased and rewritten. Baby Way Productions. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.